Maureen O'Donnell writes obituaries for the Chicago Sun-Times. She's the past president of the Society of Professional Obituary Writers. A lot of people don't know you're organized. Hi, Maureen. How you doing?
Good morning. Good morning, Bob. It's great to talk to you.
Well, I've enjoyed your writing for a long time, and as you probably know, people have probably said to you that Surratt stole your story today, because from time to time I like to read what you write, and as I pointed out many times, when you first tell people you're reading obituaries on the radio, the response is, really? That's depressing. But they're not depressing, and the way you write them, too, most times, if not every time, they are life-affirming, great, wonderful stories that need to be told, aren't they?
They are. And, you know, a lot of the members of the Society of Professional Obituary Writers will tell you they're not about death. They're about life. And they're about everyday heroes who live down the block, people who invented things and broke racial barriers and liberated concentration camps, or became champion X Games racers. There's the arc of a life can be very beautiful, and I've said this before, a good obituary can make people come alive again.
Mm-hmm. You do it. And talk about people and great stories. The one you've got in the Sun-Times today is a great example of that. And Chance the Rapper, as you write here, Chance the Rapper called this person a great Chicago legend and tweeted, his activism and organizing efforts will not be forgotten. Talk about this man you wrote about today, Maureen.
Well, Conrad Worrell was a longtime professor at Northeastern Illinois University here in Chicago. He worked there 40 years, which in itself is remarkable. But where he really made his impact was as a champion of African Americans, a champion of people in the black struggle. He saw linking people of African descent around the world, Pan-Africanism, as a source of power and pride. And Chance the Rapper's father, Ken Bennett, said he was a dad to so many of us. You know, these are my words now. He reminded people of their heritage. And, you know, it's been said you can't get to where you want to be going unless you know where you came from.
And
he about the slave trade, mm-hmm. and pushed for reparations. And, you know, his father grew up with Jackie Robinson in Pasadena. And his father was on a track team with Jackie Robinson's brother, Mac. Remembered he lived in Bronzeville, or he knew the history of Bronzeville when it was the epicenter of black life in Chicago. And as our columnist Mary Mitchell said, he taught our history from our own perspective. Mary, who of course was African American, he taught history from not other people's perspective, but our own. And Chance the Rapper said he was a legend.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting, and as you say, this is a story about a life, not a death. You have two small paragraphs about him being diagnosed with cancer. He passed away at the young age of 78, and then, of course, you end the obit with a mention of the family and funeral arrangements. But 90% of your obituary is about life, and what a great life this man had, and how much we can learn from reading your obituary. Is this the kind of thing you and your colleagues talk about, the other members of the Society of Professional Obituary Writers? What comes up when you get together?
Well, we do talk about some of our favorite obituaries.
Uh-huh.
And Kay Powell, who was the obituary writer at the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, fantastic ties to the family of Martin Luther King, and, you know, could reach out to the Coretta King and the children and get wonderful stories about the early days of the civil rights movement for her obituaries. And at one point, if memory serves me correctly, Kay was also able, this is the other side, Kay was also able to convince a Grand Dragon of the Ku Klux Klan to to give her an interview where she was trying to sort of dissect the KKK and not overlook the fact that this was part of our nation's history, too.
Mm-hmm.
John Pope, who's an obituary writer at the New Orleans Times-Picayune, you know, he's somebody who's written about wonderful chefs in New Orleans who helped sponsor the civil rights movement just by opening up their restaurants and allowing people to have, you know, important strategy meetings in the back rooms where they ate and talked how to, you know, organize marches, or, you know, who's done obituaries on fantastic musicians. Mr. Marsalis, who just died. Little obituaries I've done that sort of tie into Chicago history. There's a candy maker in Chicago, Ferrara Pan. Their patriarch invented lemon heads and atomic fireball candies, which are still going today, you know, 70 years later. He named them atomic fireballs because of what he saw serving in Japan after World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, a woman named Shore from Shore Microphone on Toohey Avenue, which is still there today, the preferred microphone for President Obama, Elvis Presley. There's history everywhere around us. And I think I've also said obituary writers are frustrated history teachers.
Yeah, well, it's a shame we don't know more about these lives while the folks are with us. How has your job mm-hmm. changed, Maureen, because of the pandemic?
Well, obviously there are a lot more people to write about, and there are a lot more people to choose from. We can't write about every person who's passed away. We have to do what I call triage, where we're selecting people to write about. And what I'm doing and what my editors are doing, and I think all the obituary writers around the country, we're trying to tell the stories of this pandemic from all kinds of perspectives, every gender, every profession, every ethnicity, every age group. My colleague Mark Brown just wrote an obituary for a 12-year-old who passed of the coronavirus. And I've done coronavirus obituaries about the great John Prine, the troubadour that Bob Dylan called a genius, you know, whose music has been recorded by everybody from Johnny Cash to Miranda Lambert, who was a Maywood mailman who, again, local heroes, used to compose his song lyrics while delivering mail, compose them in his head.
Mm-hmm.
Last week I wrote an obituary for Hecky Powell, a rib king, barbecue king in Evanston, whose sauce is now sold all over the world. It gets shipped to Germany. He drew people like the Fridge, William the Fridge Perry, to his rib joint in Evanston. But more importantly, he gave out scholarships and talked to kids about their dreams and helped kids see there was a future for them, even if they didn't want to go to college. Heck, he showed them that there were many paths to success in life.
Yeah, these are great human interest stories, and Maureen O'Donnell writes them well. Keep them coming, Maureen. She's in the Sun-Times, and always good to talk to you, Maureen. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me, Bob. Bye-bye.